Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year B, Fall, Week 13. The Big Idea. God kept his promise to David. Jesus, David's descendant, sits at the right hand of God, and his kingdom will last forever. Memory verse, Philippians 2, verse 11a. Everyone's mouth will say that Jesus Christ is Lord. Bible background. Today's passage presents the last recorded words of King David. The previous chapter, 2 Samuel 22, is nearly identical to what David wrote in Psalm 18. King David's last words, however, appear only once near the end of 2 Samuel. That's not entirely surprising, of course. In addition to the psalm in today's passage, the Bible includes many psalms not included in the actual book of Psalms. There are examples in the Old Testament. The words of Hannah, of David, Hezekiah, and Jonah. And in the New Testament, the words of Mary, Zechariah, and Simeon. Unlike traditional Western poetry, biblical poetry doesn't rhyme words. Instead, it rhymes ideas. In most cases, the first line makes a statement, and the next line repeats, expands, or contrasts that idea. This unique parallel poetic structure translates especially well into other languages, including English. In today's passage, David praises God for honoring him and speaking through him, affirms God's requirements that a king must be good and God-fearing in order to bless his people, praises God for making an eternal covenant with him, and warns of God's judgment of evil people. Ultimately, this psalm points far into the future to Jesus, the Son of David. Jesus. Three of the greatest Christological passages in the New Testament are Hebrews 1 through 4, Colossians 1, 15 to 18, and Philippians 2, verses 6 through 11, possibly quoted and penned by Paul. The last is a beautiful description of Jesus Christ's deity, incarnation, humiliation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and exaltation above all. Jesus is eternally God's unique Son, the second member of the Trinity. One day every knee will bow to worship him, and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ as Lord, bringing ultimate glory to God the Father. Everything that God promised David, known as the Davidic covenant, points to and is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the eternal King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The question is not whether Jesus is the Lord of your life, but rather, have you acknowledged that fact? In the end, every human being in history will do just that. It might sound intimidating and almost coercive, yet the reality is that everyone who loves Jesus will instantly fall down and worship him, and everyone else will tremble and follow suit in the presence of God himself. The church and the world. The New Testament doesn't leave us wondering where Jesus is. He is at the place of greatest honor, seated at the right hand of God the Father. It also doesn't leave us wondering how long Jesus will reign. His kingdom will last forever. In Philippians 2, verses 6 through 11, these truths are deeply rooted in what is sometimes called the core of orthodoxy, the good news gospel of Jesus Christ. Or perhaps better put, the good news of Jesus Christ is deeply rooted in Jesus Christ's deity, incarnation, life, ministry, passion, death, burial, resurrection, and exaltation. Just as clouds don't stop the sun from shining, so unbelief and disobedience don't change who Jesus is and why his gospel is such good news. True, we all know neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues, or acquaintances who do not yet worship Jesus. That shouldn't, however, stop us from inviting them to. The sooner, the better. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.